Chapter 2. Build Confidence. Confidence, that elusive je ne sais quoi. Like art, we know it when we see it, and we know it when we feel it. The thing is, confidence isn't summoned on demand from the heavens. Confidence isn't brought on by clenching our fists. So how do we achieve and sustain it? We don't work in a vacuum, and mutual trust and confidence are at the core of successful teams. And building and maintaining confidence isn't always easy. It often requires individual acts of courage, and while assuming the best in others is important to the process, obstacles, including stress-inducing bosses, can present challenges. But if we are persistent, we can overcome many of these. Sources of true confidence. The world is full of people who have overcome daunting odds. In Chapter 1, we explored how some people face tremendous challenges. The question then is, how did these people summon the confidence to attempt their audacious feats? True and profound confidence comes from a lot of factors, as we explore next. Preparation. If we eventually are rewarded publicly for our efforts, it's likely we spent years honing and practicing those skills in private before anyone noticed and applauded. Being prepared ranks as one of the strongest confidence measures among professional athletes, and can give any of us confidence, whether on the sports field, on the stage, or at a workplace meeting. Preparation leads to confidence, which in turn begets confidence. Visualization. Recollecting positive performances in the past can give us a confidence advantage. When we take a moment to recall a time in which we were previously successful, we feel a sense of confidence that we can repeat that success. Just as powerful as visualizing future success, as many high-performing professionals and athletes do. In an interview with David Winner from ESPN, Wayne Rooney, a prominent English soccer player and team captain, explained that before each match, he would approach the guy responsible for the team uniforms, the kit man, and ask him the colors their team would wear for the game. Then Rooney would lie in bed the evening before the big match and envision himself performing well in the game. As Rooney describes it, you're trying to put yourself in that moment and trying to prepare yourself to have a memory before the game. I don't know if you'd call it visualizing or dreaming, but I've always done it my whole life. The deeper and more vivid...